Now I'm pressing and I'm recording. I can do with it on. If you sit over there a bit, then we should be able to pick up both of you. Okay, this is Liz Lavender on the 18th of June, 2015, at John Street, Nova Estate, recording Leah Carroll and Sid Carey as part of the archive project. So would you both introduce yourselves, please?
Hello, my name's Leah Carroll. That's L-E-A-H-C-A-R-R-O-L-L. I grew up in the circus for most of my life. My mum was mainly an aerialist. She did trapeze and cloud swing, but she did a bit of everything else as well. And now she runs the community and education side of Nova Estate Circus.
Hello, I'm Sid Carey. It's spelled S-I-D-C-A-R-E-Y. I've been in circus for about three quarters of my life, and my mum started working in the catering, and then she moved up to being company manager, but then she went off and I left.
Great. Okay, so would you each tell me in turn what shows, if you toured with Nova Estate, which shows, if you can remember, that you toured with?
The ones I remember are Treasure Island when I was five, and then I think we did three of the Immortals. I think it was 1, 2, and 3. I don't think we did number 4. Although my mum did more than that. I'm pretty sure my mum was also in Now Here, and she might have been in a couple of others as well, but I think they were the only ones that I was on.
Did she do Alice as well?
She might have done, I can't remember.
Okay.
I think I did quite a few of the Immortals and the Taboo. I think maybe more, but I'm not sure.
Lovely. Okay, so I'm just going to think about your time when you were touring and away from home. And I want you to tell me how you found being at school compared with being on tour with the circus. What were the main differences in your lifestyle?
I knew this would come up. well, I preferred being on tour. The school that I was going to during Immortal, I didn't have a very good time at, so I suppose in terms of differences of lifestyle, I was a lot happier when I was on tour. I think in terms of schooling and things, I possibly wasn't as good at keeping up with the curriculum as I should have been, but at the same time, you have a much freer approach to learning, and I think people underestimate that when you're living in a community, particularly a community with a lot of people who've got a lot of different skills and types of intelligence. I mean, for instance, Jax, who worked as the plumber for a lot of years in Immortal, taught me, I remember him teaching me about Einstein's theory of relativity when I was about 12, because he'd actually studied as a nuclear physicist before deciding that he didn't want to do that, because I think it was actually when Chernobyl happened that he just decided he didn't want anything to do with that anymore and ended up becoming a plumber with the circus. But he kind of took a lot of science lessons with me and things, so yeah, it was kind of quite an interesting approach to learning, I suppose.
And which side of life did you prefer, if you had a preference, Sid?
By far circus. I literally, after nursery, I hated school. It was just boring. And then when we started touring and doing stuff with the circus, I'd still have to do homework, even though I really didn't want to. I'd like do it every day and stuff, but that wasn't really, that had to happen. So I did that, didn't enjoy that, even though it was like 5 minutes of my day, 10 minutes of my day, sometimes more on like weekends. Sometimes my mum would sit down and try and do something with me, but usually not really. I'd just be excited to go and do what I wanted every day and have some fun. You know what I mean?
I think you learn a lot more as well. I felt like I learned a lot more from people than I necessarily did from schoolwork and homework, because, you know, it is amazing when you're in a group of people like that who are all passionate about what they do. It's amazing the amount of different things that you learn from different people. Like Gustav, who worked as an art teacher, would teach us drawing and things, and, you know, it was, yeah.
Right, I'm just going to pause it now because we've got some other people coming in.